This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, we've got the amazing eco-renovator Judith Leary-Joyce on the show today. But first, have you been following the St. Albans Cathedral Peregrine Falbercombe webcam? Well, if you haven't, you should be. Way up on the tower of St. Albans Cathedral, a pair of magnificent peregrine falcons are now raising three fluffy white chicks. They hatched last week, one a little after the other two, which caused a bit of consternation. But as I speak, all three chicks are now hatched and doing well. And we can watch all of this as it happens from a webcam covering the nest right up on the St. Albans Cathedral Tower. Do take a look, if only to see how stoic and patient the peregrine falcons are, sitting on the nest, protecting their babies even in the wind and the cold, or more recently, the hot sun. Although a top tip, if you do take a look, don't have the sound switched on at a time when the cathedral clock or bells are likely to be ringing, as the other thing that the peregrines have to put up with is the absolutely deafening noise of those bells. And if that wasn't enough great wildlife news, well, there's even more. Some of our best-loved summer migrants are back, so do look out for them. Cuckoos have returned to Hertfordshire and have been heard in places like No Man's Land Common near Wheatonstead. And those speed merchants of the skies, swifts, well, they're back too, wheeling over our streets and lakes, picking off early summer flies and perhaps even eyeing up one of the many new swift boxes that have gone up in Stevenage, in Hemel Hempstead, St Albans and many other locations where we are keen to welcome these awesome birds. And finally, do look out for buttercups. We all love the particularly excellent bluebells in our woods this year. Well, now look out for fields and grasslands of the brightest yellow. And I don't know about you, but I do find a field of buttercups always makes me smile. So let me know if you've spotted any wonderful wildlife in your neck of the woods via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix92.6.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. So moving on. Judith Leary-Joyce first came to my attention as someone who had put a lot of time into retrofitting her own Victorian terrace to make it more sustainable. And seeing for herself how her energy bills had plunged and how comfortable and lovely to live in her home had become, was keen to share her knowledge to help other people who might want to take the same journey. She pulled her findings and published a book, The Beginner's Guide to Eco-Renovation. And do take a listen on the podcast page of Mix 92.6. And do take a listen on the podcast page of Mix 92.6.com to hear Judith tell us about her book. But Judith is on a mission to reach and inspire even more people. She prepared leaflets on home energy hacks that anyone can take, and these leaflets went out with food parcels to reach people who would be more likely to be struggling with energy bills. And she went on to speak about how you and your builder can save the planet at the St. Albans TEDx last year. You can watch Judith in action on YouTube, and I'll put a link into the notes that go with the podcast of the show. Again, head to mix92.6.com and choose the podcast tab. Following on from her TEDx appearance, Judith will be joining another speaker to run a TEDx salon entitled What Will You Tell Your Grandchildren When They Ask What You Did in the Climate Crisis? I spoke to Judith to find out more about the TEDx salon, but I started by asking about her latest and perhaps most surprising achievement to date. Judith, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. So, you know, the first time I spoke to you, you'd done a deep eco renovation of your own home, then you wrote your fantastic self-help book. Then you've gone on to be a TEDx star. But now you're also a social media sensation. Update us with that. How's that come about?
Oh, that has been so funny. It's been such a fun ride, really. I've been playing around with social media, trying to get myself engaged. And then after the TEDx, I thought, I really do need to get into reels. So I was quite pleased with myself doing the occasional reel. And then I took one of myself emptying the dishwasher. I mean, now you wouldn't think that was remarkable, would you? But in our new kitchen, we put the dishwasher at waist height so you don't have to keep bending down, and next to the cupboard where the crocks go. So you're just standing and moving them sideways, and it's very easy. It's really quite a pleasure to empty the dishwasher now. And there was one day I thought, oh, I haven't posted anything. Oh, no, I'll stick that one up. And then from that evening, my watch was going ping, 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 ping. And it went viral. It was really funny. And so many long discussions, people saying this is marvelous. Others people going to say you're going to drip water all over the floor and what when it leaks. I mean, the conversations were such fun. But then that went up to 5 million views. But we have an interesting staircase to our loft, which is on counterweights. And I thought, well, if they like the dishwasher, they might like the stairs. So I put a reel up of my grandson and I coming down the stairs from the loft. And that's now sitting at 15 million views.
Wow. Wow, did it.
And still going. I mean, if I switch on the notifications, my watch is going bing, bing, bing.
That is amazing, isn't it? I'm interested, though. So really, your passion is eco-renovation. So I suppose, are you a little disappointed that people are more interested in your stairs and your dishwasher? Or actually, is this just a lovely way into a whole new audience so that you can get out your eco-renovation message?
Well, I started off feeling a little bit of the first and thinking, oh, you know, they just want the stairs. And those are the ones that go really large. I've done various ones around them and they go to millions. But it is helping to reach a lot of people. And there are others that go up to into the hundreds of thousands. And so I think it is helping me reach out. And it's also helping me get a profile in terms of media. So like the Sunday Times are doing a feature on the house in any Sunday now, I'm just waiting to hear. And I'm sure the Instagram following helps with that. So you never know what it does, do you?
Indeed. Well, congratulations to you. And as you say, you just never know when this kind of thing is going to happen, isn't it? But great that you're making the most of it.
I think it's serendipity, really. So 44,000 followers and growing. So if anyone fancies following me.
And what should we look for, Judith, if we did want to give you a follow on social media?
Judith Leary Joyce or Eco Renovation Home. Okay, look at the stairs and then follow me for everything else.
great advice. So you're now holding a TEDx Climate Salon. So can you just tell us what that involves?
Well, the TEDx Salon is a new venture for TED. So the idea is that they are shorter sessions. It's just a three-hour session, not as many talks and much more interactive, which I really find very exciting. And it'll just be on one subject, whereas the conferences, each speaker is speaking on something different. A salon will be on a specific subject. So this one is on climate. I think there's one on youth work in November, and there's another one going to be another one in the new year on another subject. So the idea here is that we just have a small number of speakers. So I'm going to speak about the psychology of our reaction to climate and how come more people aren't really keen to do something to create change. The low carbon home director from Octopus Energy, Emma Fletcher, is coming to speak because before she joined Octopus, well, they actually found her through this, actually. She lives in a village called Swaffham Prior, and she spearheaded an initiative for the village to become like a power station. So they're all retrofitting, having air source heat pumps and solar panels, which is really exciting. She's going to tell us about that. We're going to watch just one TED talk. I want to watch Greta Thunberg's first talk. But then the rest of the time will be spent in small group discussions so people can get to know each other, can brainstorm ideas. And the whole thrust of the afternoon is, what are we each doing in the climate crisis? And when we face our great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, you don't have to be a granny, just I tend to think all of the children, they belong to all of us, and we need to leave them a future. What would we say we've done? I want everyone to walk away with their promise to the future generations. This is what I'm going to do. For some people, it'll be their next action. For some people, it'll be their first action. But it's not about what you have or haven't done before. This is about, okay, now going forward, what's your next frontier that you will take on in terms of climate action?
Okay. So just from what you've said, I had wondered when I looked at the, you know, what are we going to tell our grandchildren we did in the climate crisis? Did sound a little bit like I was going to be beaten around the head and tell them I wasn't doing enough. But for what you're saying, it sounds like it's going to have quite a positive tone, meeting everybody where they are and working out how we can move forward. Have I gauged that about right?
Oh, absolutely. There's no point in beating anybody round the head is for now. And anybody that turns up is there because they want to do something and they want some ideas or a bit of moral support. And my hope is that we can just stiffen each other's backbones. I mean, for me, I'm thinking, so what's the next thing I have to do? We've all got to just keep doing that. Yes. So this is about encouraging, supporting, finding your tribe. Let's look at, you know, what do we do so that when our time's done, we can say, I did my best. And now they've got something they can carry on with.
Yes. And, you know, we can all kind of think about more that we could do. But it sounds actually like, by bringing us together in the way that you're planning, we'll kind of take a little bit of strength from other people. You know, we'll make pledges together and this will sort of fortify our resolution. Is that about right?
Yes, I hope so. I'm going to say at the very beginning, you know, we'll mix you up as much as we can, as often as we can during the afternoon. So keep your eye out for somebody who might be a buddy or a support group or anybody that can say, how are you doing with that? How's it going? What have you learned? What can I pinch? What ideas can I pinch? And so, yeah, I think we're in it together. We need to support each other. So I want it to be a really pleasurable, upbeat. It'll have its down moments. Of course it will. We're talking climate change, but that we're there together and we'll support each other.
Well, that sounds very powerful, actually. So it sounds like, as long as we come along with an open mind, that actually anybody could find this useful.
Oh, yes, please. Anybody, everybody, let's. And if it's useful, then we'll take ideas of what would be useful to carry on with. Could we do something else? You know, we'll create whatever we need together. So I'm hoping that there'll be some people who already are very passionate about climate and some people who haven't really thought about it till now. They'll be most welcome. Everyone will be welcome.
Brilliant. So if you've inspired us and we're thinking, oh, go on then, I'll come along. Can you give us a where and a when and how we book our place?
Yes, well, you book your place on Eventbrite and hopefully you can put the QR code or something on the website. Can you?
Certainly can do, yes.
Otherwise, just go on to Eventbrite for St Albans, and it's TEDx St Albans Climate Salon. It's going to be at the Friends Meeting House at number 7 of Upper Latimer Road, and it's from 2 till 5 on June the 10th.
Brilliant. Excellent. And just before we finish, Judith, you're also getting together with the lovely people at the Greenhouse, St Albans' new eco hub, to help spread the word about reducing the carbon footprint of our homes there. Can you just give us a little idea about the kind of stuff you're doing there?
Well, I'm going to be spending a Saturday afternoon at the Greenhouse once a month. So anybody that's thinking about retrofit or renovation and hasn't even thought of retrofit, come and talk to me. I had great fun creating a big display of all of the sustainable insulations that there are to use. We can look at those. There will be copies of my book, whatever, but just come and chat, because I think often people start thinking about we need to extend the kitchen, or and they don't necessarily put together, well, this is an opportunity to make it more energy efficient at the same time. So I'll be there regularly to talk to people. And I'll also be sort of connected to the greenhouse, but at the expo, Sustainable St. Albans Expo, on the Sunday afternoon, which is the 9th of June. And I've got people coming to talk about sustainable insulation, breathability, air source heat pumps, solar. So come along there as well. So anybody that's interesting, come and find us. The greenhouse is the perfect opportunity. Sit and have a coffee and chat insulation. I shall love it.
You heard it here first. Let's chat insulation. Judith, thank you so much for telling us about that.
It's been a pleasure.
Now, Judith mentioned that she is running an event for the St. Albans Sustainability Festival Expo, which is a jam-packed weekend of speakers, discussions and events, all focused on sustainability at the St. Albans Arena between the 7th and the 9th of June. The programme's now on the Sustainable St. Albans website, and I cannot believe how many brilliant speakers they have managed to line up, and how interesting and how tempting all those discussions look. There really is something for everyone, so do make sure to put it into your diary, check out what will be your highlights, and invite a friend or two along to join you. And if you missed Johnny Seabrook talking to local legend and one of the expo organisers, Lee Wood, on Mix Weekend Breakfast on Sunday morning, then do take advantage of the Mix926.com Listen Again facility and listen in. Lee is a real inspiration, and you'll hear why the SusFest Expo is a must-see for everyone. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but in the meantime, enjoy a week of wonderful wildlife, take a look at that peregrine falcon webcam, and thank you for listening.